From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. The Bahamas says it will resume deportation of undocumented Haitians who survived Hurricane Dorian, and South Florida immigrant rights activists are speaking out against that policy. After the Category 5 storm hit, the Bahamian government said it would not deport any undocumented immigrants or enforce immigration laws. But now Bahamian officials have reversed their decision and are threatening to deport anyone who is undocumented. Stephen Forrester is the Immigration Policy Coordinator at the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti. He says the deportation should be delayed.
So it adds insult to injury to take the survivors from your shelters who've lost the shirts off their back, their immigration papers, everything that they might have, and now use this as an excuse to deport people. The only concern should be humanitarian relief.
Marlene Bastien is the executive director of the Little Haiti-based Family Action Network movement. She wonders how the Bahamian government will distinguish between undocumented migrants and actual Bahamian citizens.
How would you decide who's undocumented or not, since people who left Abaco and to go to Nassau, they lost everything they have, including their papers?
Bastien and Forrester said that they will continue advocating on behalf of Bahamians and reach out to United States officials to support their efforts.